Next, I'm going to talk about length-tension relationships. And the rule of thumb to keep in mind is that when the muscle contracts, in other words, the shorter the muscle becomes, the greater the tension. And the amount of tension that's generated is going to actually depend on the number of pivoting cross bridges which were formed. And this in turn will affect the amount of the zone of overlap. I also want to address rigor mortis because people are usually kind of interested in that. After death, the muscles, of course, are deprived of oxygen and nutrients because the blood is no longer flowing to the muscles. And what ends up happening then is that eventually calcium starts to leak out of the sarcoplasmic reticulum as those tissues start to break down. And as the calcium leaks out of the sarcoplasmic reticulum, it basically causes the muscle to contract because the arrival of the calcium is going to bind with troponin and move the tropomyosin aside so that the myosin heads can fuse with the actin.